Hello, 大家早上好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。
And I'm Joseph. Hello to everyone.
很多朋友讲英文都有这么一个习惯啊 ，They will firstly come up with the Chinese sentence and then translate it word by word into English and say it out.
Right, and you don't want to do this because sometimes it comes out and we have no idea what you mean. But my favorite example is when someone wants to tell me 好久不见 and they're like, I don't know how to say this in English, but long time no see. I'm like, that is English. Good job.
当然这个是非常非常难得一见的个例啊。所以这样一个思考方式呢终究还是不太好的。通常会造成说出来的句子呢表达不会太地道而且呢会比较中式。
My easiest to think of example is when I hear a Chinese person say, you know, give you, when they want to give me something. I'd be like, you know, here, give. And just, no, we would only say here or...You know, I will give this to you, but you could say here, here you are, or there you go.
这个就是一个非常典型的想出中文然后直译成英文的例子了。因为 give 是给 ，you 是你给你。但是呢，在英文里边递东西的时候啊，千万不能说成 give you， 要讲成 here you are 或者 there you go.
Right. So, Kara, could you please hand me that pencil?
那这个时候呢，我把这个笔递过去的时候呢，就同时会说 yes, here you go.千万不要说成 give you 如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记欢迎微信和微博搜索关注早安英文私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了另外我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包请微信搜索关注早安英文回复福利两个字就可以看到了
Another example I'd really like to mention is when I hear someone want to ask meHow do you say something, or how do you translate something, or how do you do something? It's always how to say, how to do, how to go.
这个的确是很多朋友都会犯的一个错误。大家都爱讲 how to, 比如说我们碰到陌生的单词不会读。Instead of saying how to spell it, you better say how do you spell it. 比如说 how do you spell enthusiastic?
Or if you want to ask about a word's pronunciation, you should say, how do you pronounce this word?
而不讲 how to pronounce, 因为 how to 加这个动词组成的一个句子它其实是缺少主语的 there's no subject, 所以它并不能算成一个完整的句子。
The next one I want to mention is not in my impression, but it would be under the impression.
你们看又是母语的影响啊因为我们中文里面都是讲的在我的印象里或者在我的印象中所以呢译成英文自然就会想到用介词 in 嘛但其实我们应该要讲 under the impression be under the impression that 然后呢再加一个从句就表示我在这样的一个印象里面
Right, so I was under the impression that you fell in love with a Frenchman, right?
就是说在我的印象当中你好像跟一个法国人在一起是吗 Be in the impression that 或者呢你也可以用这样一个句型叫做 I get 或者 I have the impression that
And then for the next one is not really something that I hear that's bad or incorrect just something that is not so common or used every day and that would be the word so-so So when someone says you know how are you and you don't want to sayFine, you can always say so-so, but we don't really say that often. You should mix it up with something else. Maybe not good, not bad, or good or bad, or not too good, not too bad, or okay.
反正不要用 so-so. 那比如说你问我 is the movie worth watching? 你觉得那电影值得一看吗？如果我觉得它一般的话，就可以讲 it's not too bad.
And my problem is if I have to speak Chinese to someoneIn my American thinking way, in English, I would usually say so-so as not good, but not bad. And in Chinese, I don't know how to say bad. So I always think, oh, it's not good and it's not not good. But yeah, so in Chinese, you can describe something as big and small. And one of these examples is a chance. You can have a big chance or a small chance.But sometimes for this, we could say the chances are high and the chances are low. I just wanted to bring up fat chance.
Fat chance. F-A-T. Fat.
Yes. And if big chance or a high chance is a good thing and a small chance or a low chance is almost impossible, fat chance seems really big, but yeah. It actually means impossible.
天哪。好大家记下这个啊。就还蛮令人大吃一惊的 fat chance 听起来好像是一个很大的机会但是呢其实它的意思却是不可能的 impossible 这个记下来好的感谢大家收听我们今天的节目如果你想更加系统的学习英文欢迎加入我们的会员课程 了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文回复会员两个字就可以了
The next one that I want to mention is suitable Something like the price is suitable
这个 suitable 它的中文意思是合适的 So and we always say the price is 合适的 So
Yeah, suitable should be used more for something like this is not suitable for minors under the age of 18.
其实呢因为合适的感觉在中文当中啊可以用的意思可以表示的意思太多了。怎么讲这个 suitable 你把它理解成适宜的恰当的就会更好一些。比如说它最常见的用法之一啊就是以一个否定的形式出现在一些告示啊或者通告中。比如说未满18岁不宜观赏这个时候我们就会用它。刚刚 Joseph 说的 not suitable for minors under 18 years of age. So if we want to say the price is 合适的 we can use...
I guess you want to say reasonable.
对这个就是表示很合理这个价格是非常合理的 The price is reasonable.
Right, so if you're at a restaurant, you could say the food here is delicious and the price is reasonable.
就说这个餐厅的价这个菜呢又好吃然后呢价格也非常的合适非常的合理
And the last one that I had to talk about today was the one that I think is the most interesting because somehow it's the one I hear the most often and kind of the cutest one too and that would be to fear temperatures and climates so something like I'm afraid of cold or he's afraid of hot
afraid of 其实呢在英文当中啊它只能接具体的名词比如说 I'm afraid of roaches 就是表示我非常的怕蟑螂但是呢要讲自己冷或者说怕冷它其实是一个抽象的概念因此你不能直接说 I'm afraid of cold 不知道大家记不记得这个 Frozen 的主题曲叫做 Let it go 里边那一句叫做 The cold never bothered me anyway 其实呢所以其实你可以讲 The cold doesn't bother me 就好了
Right and for me cold doesn't bother me I don't care just put on a jacket
你们知道吗 Joseph 现在还在穿短袖呢
and hot doesn't bother me as long as I have wind I just don't like it if a room doesn't have any kind of moving air if the air is just dead it just bothers meThat's when I feel uncomfortable.
Okay, 就好吧。
So I guess I'm afraid of no wind.
好了，那我们今天就和大家聊到这里了吧。我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
我们下次再见了，拜拜。
Bye.